Okay, let's try that once more, and this time let's really put your heart into it. This time on Culture File, a biofeedback-driven performance of Richard Reed Parry's Music for Heart and Breath. Reed Parry is best known to readers of Pitchfork magazine as a multi-instrumentalist with Canadian pop ensemble Arcade Fire, but he also writes contemporary classical music, in this case, music that attempts to follow various involuntary biological processes in its performers. The piece gets its Irish debut as part of Cork's Sounds from a Safe Harbour Festival, which kicks off tomorrow. Ahead of that, Gareth Stack talked to UCC Professor of Physiology, Ken O'Halloran, about what really happens when musicians listen to those inner voices.
I'm Ken O'Halloran, Professor of Physiology at University College Cork. Richard's piece, what he does is he has a classical score and then musicians play their instrument very much linked to their own internal rhythms, most notably their heartbeat and their breathing. It starts out from a fixed point and then plays out according to those internal rhythms so that you get really quite a unique piece and indeed very different each time it's played. What's intriguing is something I've been thinking about in my own work, are that these are indeed internal rhythms that you might consider the control of breathing and the control of the heart as being physiological counterpoint at play, that in health plays out a wonderful tune, if you like, that in disease can go awry. And he has quite literally tapped into that to say to the musician, look in an introspective way at your own rhythm and then express that rhythm. The musicians must quite literally be strapped up with stethoscopes so that they can actually hear the heartbeat, which of course imposes its own new challenges, creates a sometimes somewhat chaotic environment that affects their breathing and then is expressed through the music. So it's quite an organic piece, it's quite a fun piece, but a very delicate, very intimate piece of music as well. This is fun, I'm not going to deny that. It has really opened up a number of intriguing questions for me. The idea that as physiologists working with clinicians, there's the measurement of signals that we understand and how that, when it translates into disease, is readily understood as a very different tune, if you like. The viscera is really now increasingly being considered the brain and the body. We know of this in the gut. Expressions of heart and breathing and gut make their way into our language. Your heart skips a beat, a gut feeling to sit down, relax, and take a deep breath. So this is the loop effect of the brain influencing the body, but then the potential for the body to feed that back. And it's easier perhaps for us to think about, certainly to measure, ways that we can manipulate the body to perhaps then influence the brain. With John Cryan, professor of neuroscience here previously. He would be recognized the world over for making very strong inroads in this space of understanding that the flora are part and parcel of who we are, how the flora can signal the brain and influence things like mood, cognition, depression, how there are very good studies now and strong correlations between disruptions to the gut flora, to the microbes, the bugs that are within us, and our activities. Richard is very keen in it being a participation, not just of the audience, but also of myself and John. So I will be on stage playing music as a non-musician with a pretty illustrious group of musicians, which is way out of my comfort zone. And I think that has helped us think about the kind of work we're doing, how the gut microbes might be affecting brain regions beyond those that John is interested in at present, to the kind of areas that I'm interested in. Might those gut microbes be affecting our own expression of breathing and expression of the heart? So disturbed gut could in fact disturb heart and breath, and that has given us a lot to think about when the symposium is over. It is a requirement of the musician to look within and to play according to their own rhythm. It sounds near hypnotic. I find it really delicate, really fragile. I'm not a musician, but I'm increasingly, as a result of this, recognizing that we are all musical. might think that a normal, healthy heart is perfectly in rhythm, but if it slows and it speeds up naturally, there's a natural arrhythmia to the heart. The act of playing the instrument for the musician changes their heartbeat, which they must adapt to in real time. It becomes quite organic. It becomes something almost a little unpredictable. We intend, would you believe, putting him on a stationary exercise bike for a couple of minutes. The piece itself, though it's structured and composed, sounds very, very different when you start to weave in complexity at a different meter, a different pace. His long-term view, and we might actually, in a world first, do this in the Aula Maxima in UCC, is to take a cue from somebody who's not part of the ensemble. So to take a cue from an audience member and to start to feed that in, the thing starts to take on a kind of an abstract concept of what it would be like if everybody in the audience was feeding into this. And then thereafter, if you think of this on a near global scale, what would it be like to listen to the melody of everybody as it's played out? It could be cacophony, but it could also be something really quite special. Right there, you have the spectrum that's possible with this, which is to look at it in a simplistic fashion, the elaboration of a rhythm, which is inherent in musical score anyway, through then to the more scary, abstract, cerebral interpretation of that that goes way beyond and is perhaps subjective and is personal again, to complete that circle in a different way as we sort of deconstruct it, analyze it, think about it in more magical terms almost.
Professor Ken O'Halloran there, and the reporter was Gareth Stack. The performance and symposium of Playing Your Heart Out is tomorrow, Friday, 18th of September at 1 p.m. in the Aula Maxima UCC.